There are a number of proposals floating through the Florida legislature this session that environmentalists say would gut laws designed to slow growth in the state. Today in Tallahassee, the House Council on Economic Development and Community Affairs Policy Board voted unanimously in support of a bill that would revise growth management laws. Tom Pelham is the secretary for the Florida Department of Community Affairs. He objected to a part of the bill, sponsored by Republican Dorothy Huekill from Daytona Beach Shores, that he said would reduce citizens' attempts to challenge plan amendments.
It provides much less opportunity for citizens. If we put on top of that a standard that is impossible to meet, and let me point out that in the entire history of the Growth Management Act, there have been two successful challenges made using the fairly debatable standard. It is an almost impossible standard to make. We think this represents an unfortunate attack on the ability of citizens of our state to participate in the process, and we can't support that.
Plant City Republican Rich Glorioso questioned Secretary Pelham and his comment that there have been only two successful challenges to plan amendments.
If you rig the rules so that you place upon the challenger an impossible standard, they're not going to win.
My follow-up is, are you saying the rules in the past have been wrong? Is it rigged in the past, or are we rigging them now? What is your point? I've lost your point.
Pelham said the current standard that would apply for a citizen challenge is what is known as the preponderance of evidence rule. He said changing that to a fairly debatable standard makes it virtually impossible for citizens to prevail. Pelham said 2 years ago when the legislature adopted the alternate state review process, it greatly consolidated the process, but made it more difficult for citizens to participate effectively.
To say that we're encouraging citizen participation and then turning around and imposing a rule that makes it impossible for them to ever prevail is what leads to things like hometown democracy, great disillusionment with the process. And I would urge that we not go there. In fact, the department never would have supported the alternate state review process in 2007 if it had imposed the fairly debatable standard on citizens.
Environmental activist Denise Lane is with the Coalition for Responsible Growth. She called the intention of Representative Huekill's bill good, but said that it would create problems in Hillsborough County.
But in Hillsborough County, we have one-third of the county in the urban service boundary. That's over 300 square miles that would have no transportation concurrency, that would have no DRI review, and would have an expedited process. That will unfortunately create the sprawl you're trying to avoid and not center it.
Janet Bowman is with the Nature Conservancy. She said she was concerned the bill would make it easier to build new cities in rural areas.
That we really ought to be focusing the effort of this bill on encouraging economic development in urban areas and not generating new development and new infrastructure costs in rural areas.
Katie Sorensen is a commissioner with Miami-Dade County. She said the transportation concurrency exemption area would thwart what her board has been trying to accomplish.
This bill, if you opened it up to the entire area outside the or within the urban development boundary, but outside that area, would actually exacerbate urban sprawl. It would add to vehicle miles traveled and accelerate the adverse impacts of climate change. It would add to our county's backlog of infrastructure needs and adversely affect our natural resources, including the Everglades. So it really doesn't work for us.